This is Assistive Tense, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Marianne Hill. In this edition, Myung-Hoon Phillard-Chan, a Ph.D. candidate at Georgia Tech School of Psychology and researcher in the Sonification Lab, discusses affect detection while driving and emerging assistive technologies.
I'm doing affect detection and regulation interface design project. So far, driving behavior model and research are based on low-level motor skills or, at best, cognitive process. But our goal is to increase driver safety by taking driver's emotions and affect into account. Affect is a term embracing every emotion, mood, like anger, fear, anxiety as an emotion. The whole scene of this type of emotion detection in virtual reality or simulator, it comes from the army. So actually they use this type of environment to train their soldiers in the combat. So we develop our own emotional states as a taxonomy. It's very different from the army situation. So we re-interview and redevelop everything. We are working for and working with drivers with traumatic brain injuries. In the first phase, we just focus on cognitive aspects like attention and memory because they frequently forget the fact they are driving. As research goes on, we found that they also have some emotion regulation issues while driving. So they get easily irritated or aggressive. Then we provide an affect detection system or emotion detection system using facial recognition and speech analysis. So if they are angry or if they are fearful state, then the camera or the mic detect their emotional state. And then we provide regulation or mitigation interface for them.
For more information on this and other projects of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab, go to their website at http://sonify.psych.gatech.edu. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Dr. Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interfaces incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this month's Assistive Tech. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Marianne Hill.